Good morning, good people. We are talking to Congressman Hank Johnson this morning about our upcoming community health forum that's taking place at North Lake Mall. Congressman Johnson, welcome to the studio, and thanks so much for hosting our community health forum.
Oh, it's such a pleasure for me to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, I want to thank you because your office always makes sure that we have representatives from some of the most sought after offices, including Social Security, Medicare and Medicaid, and the Veterans Administration.
Well, you know, it's been our pleasure to make sure that we can bring these federal agencies to community events so that they can be of service to the people. And service is what it's all about. Service is what Medicare and Medicaid, Social Security, and the Veterans Administration do. They serve people. And so I'm proud to have them to be available for people at North Lake Mall for this community health forum that we're doing.
And I know that the open enrollment for ACA is ending early this year, but also for Medicare and Medicaid for upgrades or add-ons or changes in policies, that will still be open until December 7th.
That's correct. And open enrollment period for the Affordable Care Act healthcare program runs through January the 31st. And so it's important that if you want to apply for Medicare, you do so by the end of the day on December 7th, and you have up until January the 31st to sign up for the Affordable Care Act.
And Congressman Johnson, is there anything in the works to help our state where we did not expand the Medicaid coverage for our citizens? Is there anything to help those citizens that find themselves in the gap?
Well, I tell you, it's unfortunate that the governor of Georgia ceded his authority to accept the Medicaid funding, ceded that power to the legislature, and it made it much more difficult for Georgia to ever accept the $40 billion over 10 years that is on the table from the federal government for the state to expand the Medicaid rolls and ensure up to about 500,000 uninsured people in the state. And it's unfortunate that it's much more difficult to accomplish that now. But we must remain diligent, working with the legislature, trying to change minds to make this happen. And perhaps when the president leaves office, because it seems like a lot of the obstinance and the
intraction
don't, they just really don't want to have anything to do with what they derisively called Obamacare, but it's actually the Affordable Care Act. It's a component of the Affordable Care Act, and it opens up insurance coverage for hundreds of thousands of uninsured poor people in Georgia. And it's a shame that there are going to be people who die because they did not have access to insurance coverage and medical care before their situation got so dire that they are now incurable. So people will die as a result of people playing politics. And but perhaps when the president leaves office, then the Georgia legislature will decide that we will take the federal money, which is, by the way, in part, monies that Georgians have contributed to the pot through their federal taxes. Why not get some of that money coming back into the state to serve our people and also to create jobs for people in the medical industry? It makes abundant sense. And perhaps when the president is no longer in office, our legislators will see fit to do what's right by the people that they are elected to serve, along with myself. I'm elected to serve those same folks, and I'd like to do it, and I hope they'll one day decide that they will do it.
I hope so, too, because as you know, a lot of rural hospitals have closed, and when you talk about jobs, that was not only, you know, job-producing facilities, but they were providing health care to underserved in our, you know, greater community.
Yeah, those rural hospitals are a lifeline for people in rural areas who, many of whom don't have the ability to make it all the way to Atlanta or to a larger population center to get the kind of treatment that they need. It's literally a lifeline for people in underserved areas. And so for hospitals to have to close because they can't continue to render uncompensated care, they can't afford to do that. And so with the influx of federal dollars, $40 billion over 10 years, that would have been a source of revenue that could have kept hospitals that had to close from closing. And those closed hospitals are now unable to serve the populations in those areas, and the people in those areas are unable to get to the cities to get the kind of care that they need, and so needless deaths are occurring. And it's something that people don't want to talk about, and people who don't want to talk about it are the ones with the insurance company coverage and access to the medical system who live in areas where medical care is readily available. And so we don't hear the voices of those living in the rural areas, places where these hospitals have closed, but you can believe that there are people dying in those areas, and it's needlessly. And it is a matter of life and death, and it's a moral issue, for politicians that they should ponder. But a lot of times we don't ponder the morality of our actions in politics, and that's unfortunate because there's a price to be paid for lack of morality. And I think every religious person knows what I'm talking about.
I think that was said very well. There are political decisions to be made, and then there are moral decisions to be made. And around health care, I think we should stick with the morality of being human and needing access to health care, which brings us to the fact that you will have a representative from the Veterans Administration at our community health forum this afternoon.
Yes, we will. And of course, people who have served their nation and have gone on to the private sector or have retired, they're entitled to the veterans benefits. And, the Veterans Administration is the agency through which those benefits are afforded to the people. And so people who have a claim to those benefits or have some question or issue about the benefits that they receive will be available to get help directly from the Veterans Administration when you come out to the Community Health Forum. And so I encourage everyone, all of our veterans who are in need of assistance or who have questions, come on out. That's what the Veterans Administration will be there for, to help you navigate this area and determine what benefits are available. And we want you to come on out.
I think that's a good way for family members to get some of the gentlemen and some of the men in the family to address health concerns, because we know there's always this disconnect with men and health as opposed to women and health and families kind of win health.
Well, you know, that's a great point. A lot of times the men and the women who have served come back home and they may not bear any physical injuries, but they are suffering from psychic injuries, things like post-traumatic stress. And also they may have had concussion injuries while they were in service. And those concussive injuries can really wreak havoc on how the brain functions. And so it causes people to suffer from mental disability. And it's there's a stigma about that in our community in particular, and particularly among servicemen and women who so strong and brave and, you know, ready to defend and do what's necessary to ensure, you know, that our nation remains free and prosperous. And so they don't think to see about themselves. And so when they come home, they take it out on their families, or they exhibit symptoms to their families that show or prove to the families that, yes, there is something wrong, but yet they don't want to go get help because they think that I'm okay. And so the Veterans Administration will be there for families, loved ones to come to see about care for their loved ones. And so that's an excellent point that you make.
And I thank you for bringing up the mental health, because mental health is a part of overall good health. And we do have a provider that will be doing mental health screenings for our community that comes out, so that you do know when you have questions about certain behavior, you can do this screening and find out if there is a need for professional help.
And if you don't take advantage of the opportunity, then you just continue to suffer. So I'm encouraging all of the people who have any kind of health care need and need some assistance to please stop by the Community Health Forum, see what is available. There'll be a number of opportunities for people to receive information that could assist them in their quest to maintain good health or to attain good health. And, you know, we're even going to have some things like health screenings, like diabetes and high blood pressure, child obesity prevention, those kinds of things to help people understand where they are right now. So come on out and take advantage of some of these health screenings that are available, because you'd be surprised at how your levels can change between 1 year and the next. And some people haven't been to the doctor in many years, and so they feel okay, but yet when they go in and get screened, they find that they've got high blood pressure that's getting ready to lead them to a stroke, or they may have a case of diabetes that could lead to blindness or loss of a foot or a leg. And you'll never know how bad you might be or how bad your condition might be until you actually get screened, because some of these illnesses kind of just creep up on you and you don't even know that you have a case of it until it's really bad, and it's going to cost you a leg or cost you your eyesight. And it's just simply no need to allow your condition to get like that when all you need to do is come in and get a free check, a free exam, and check your levels and see where you are. And if you're not doing as well as you thought, then you can be directed to the proper provider for the help that you need. And it's all about maintaining and enhancing a high quality of life. And also, everyone wants to live a long and healthy life. So it's about good health. It's about longevity. And we as a people, African Americans, our outcomes, our life expectancy trails behind those in other populations. And we have ourselves to blame in part for that. We really have to take responsibility if we don't seek out health care when it's available.
You're right, Congressman Johnson, because a lot of times, even with high blood pressure, it's known as the silent killer. So these are things that you might not even know about your own self that we can provide and shed some light on this afternoon at the Community Health Forum. I want to thank you so much, Congressman Johnson, for working with us and making sure that we have all of this information available for the people in our community and in your district.
Well, I'm so happy to have this conversation with you. And I look forward to seeing all of the listening audience out at the health fair. I will be out there. I plan to come and talk to people and do what I can to assist those who are rendering care and opportunity to the people who come. So I hope to see everyone out there.
Thank you so much, Congressman Johnson. Thanks again.
Thank you so much.